This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 5th. God's word for you today is requirements. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, and it says, Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officials. Because of Daniel's great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. In yesterday's devotional, we highlighted the importance of capacity. We said, it is great to have favor. However, while favor can get you before kings, you need capacity to remain there. So, the question is, how do I get capacity? The simple equation is capacity equals burden plus problem solving. Capacity is equal to burden plus problem solving. When you bear the burden and you keep solving the problems, you keep developing, building capacity. So, when you find yourself before kings, you are ready. Joseph is a classic example. Joseph had a gift, a divine ability, but he found himself in difficult places. However, Joseph kept bearing burdens and solving problems. In Potiphar's house, Joseph was bearing burdens and solving problems. When he found himself in prison, he continued bearing burdens and solving problems. This is very important. Do not miss it. When the king's servants brought their dreams to him, Joseph continued bearing burdens and solving problems. By the time Joseph found himself in the palace, he had the capacity for that office. So much so that Pharaoh had to say, "We have not seen anyone like this. It is only in matters of the throne that I, Pharaoh, will be greater than you, Joseph." Read Genesis chapter 41. A lot of people are praying to be enthroned. But the truth is that God does not want you to embarrass him. So, if he puts you there, you need the capacity. And a new door is opening to you today. A door of bearing burdens and solving problems. Many Christians just want favor. However, the world does not work like that. Such opportunities come in cycles. And from today, you will not miss any in the name of Jesus. Expect new chapters of protection. Daniel is a classic example. The other officials were jealous of him, so they set him up. Daniel stayed focused and resolute. They had him thrown into the lion's den. In the morning, the king went to him and said, "Has the God whom you serve saved you?" When people ask that question, God will answer them in the name of Jesus. Daniel said in Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, "My God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth so that they would not hurt me." God will send his angels to shut every lion's mouth in your life in the name of Jesus. However, the key to this new chapter of protection is prioritizing God's presence. You must be committed to prioritizing God's presence. Daniel was committed to prioritizing God's presence. Let us pray. Father, give me the strength to embrace the burdens you give me, solve the problems of mighty nations, and prioritize your presence. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.